This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. And as I've been writing since the first of the year, we need to bring spending down, total spending down to a reasonable pre-pandemic level. That's exactly what Chairman Graham has suggested in the Senate Budget Committee. I serve in that committee. And what we've looked at, and I gave a number of options. You could use Clinton 1998 as a baseline, grow that by population inflation, put in today's Social Security, Medicare, and interest. They give us about $5.5 trillion. You could use Obama 2014, use the same approach. That'd give us about $6.2 trillion. You use President Trump's actual budget for 2025. Again, use today's Social Security, Medicare, and interest. That lands us about $6.1 trillion. That's the one that Chairman Graham has decided to put forward in the Senate, which is a long way from where the House is. And listen, I appreciate their efforts, but trying to put everything together in one big, beautiful bill is highly complex, and we're finding out that they're not really reducing spending down to a level where we must.
So Senator Ron Johnson speaking there, saying we don't have a revenue problem, we have a spending problem. And that big, beautiful bill, elusive, big, beautiful bill, we're asking ourselves, can we get to it? Will we see Congress come together to do the things that Donald Trump has tasked them to do? Let's ask our friend Ryan Schmelz to give us a little bit of the lay of the land. He's Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. And he joins us again this week. Ryan, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Good to be on, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. This big, beautiful bill that we've been hearing since the campaign, before the election even occurred, is a big, tall order. Where does it stand right now with Republicans being able to get the job done?
Well, it looks like Republicans are going in a separate direction compared to the two chambers. So you have the Senate that's going to be marking up its bill officially in the Budget Committee on Wednesday, whereas in the House, they still have not gotten a bill text for their bill. And that's because the House is trying to be a little bit more ambitious with this. They're trying to do one big, beautiful bill, like you just said. They're trying to include not just the border, energy, and national security, but they also want to put tax law in there, which is where a lot of the disagreement is starting to come up right now. Whereas the Senate, they're going with a two-bill approach, where they're going to have those first three things, border, energy, national security, and then they'll worry about tax law at a later date. So they'll be able to get a lot of the things that they can find agreement on, which is likely going to be border, energy, and of course, national security, and then tax law, where it gets a little bit more complicated, a little bit more tough. They'll worry about that later.
So I'm glad you broke it down that way, because I had heard Donald Trump say that he would be fine with two bills as well.
Yeah.
Whatever we need to do to get it done, he's willing to sign that. But the border, the energy, and the national security, can you tell me a little bit of the meat of that portion of it? What are they trying? What are Republicans really focused on getting done with that portion of it?
Well, a lot of it's going to be codifying a lot of the things in the law that's already from the executive orders that President Trump has done, especially on energy. I think a lot of that is to make sure that if a different administration takes over in 4 years, that they can't just overturn it with executive order easily. And you saw President Biden do that with both energy, but also with border security, taking away a lot of Trump era policies that were just implemented through executive order. So codifying a lot of that into law, they already did that with the Lake and Riley Act. So that's now a law of the land. I think they want that to be the exact same thing with other border related policies. So it'll also replenish some of the funding that they're worried either Border Patrol might run out of money. There's also some concerns about national security and kind of filling some of the interest that they have there, too. So that's kind of how they're breaking it down right now. And what'll be interesting to see and how they explain this on Wednesday is how these pay-fors are going to work, because that's been the big criticism of Republicans is, OK, you want a lot of these things, but are you able to pay for them? They're trying to put their money where their mouth is this time around and pay for the things that cost money.
Yeah, that's nice to know. Pay as you go. To me, what I'm hearing you say is, you know, Donald Trump is signing executive orders. It's like every day there seems like there are multiple executive orders he's signing. Is it as simple, just take us behind the curtain on process here, is it as simple to take the text of an executive order and just kind of stack them up together and say, all right, this is one big bill. We're just going to put the energy, like you said, the energy, the national security, the border stuff. These are the ones that Donald Trump said he wants to do. Now we're going to sign them into law. Does it get a little more complicated than that?
I think in some ways, I think you break them up and then you write them as a specific piece of legislation. Of course, you know, writing a executive order is a little bit different from writing a bill into law. So there's a little bit of a difference there. But in many ways, you are in some ways, you know, writing exactly the law the way that the executive order is supposed to work. So they do kind of overlap in a way, but I think there's a little bit of different stuff there in terms of the technicality and all that. And then, of course, they jam it all together, make it one big, beautiful bill, as we keep saying over and over again. There's different ways they can do this. They could always vote on individual parts separately or just combine it all, have one big vote on the Senate floor and the House floor, and then go home. But as we're learning, getting this thing together is very hard to do, especially on the House side when you have, what, like two people that can deflect and next you know the bill's dead.
Yeah.
So this is a huge challenge for Speaker Johnson, and he's alluded to that and made it very clear that, look, we're trying to get people on the same in the same area. And he was actually just talking to us a little bit earlier. One thing he pointed out was that he was a freshman member of Congress, I believe, when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was passed. They lost a couple Republican votes on that, but it was still able to pass because they had a pretty solid majority back then. They don't have that same luxury this time around where this majority is so slim. So while Republicans have the trifecta, it's not that simple.
It's definitely not going to be easy with such a slim majority in the House. When it comes to all these executive orders that Donald Trump has signed, are any of them causing a major trip up with the Republicans, either in the Senate or the House, enough to the point where you're not sure that it'll, like, is there a big issue that is controversial among the Republicans? Or is it more about when it comes to cutting spending, like just how big do we go on the spending cuts?
Yeah, there was actually, interestingly, Susan Collins put out a statement saying she had some issues with a program that was just capped by the Department of Government Efficiency, and she put out a reason for why she does not think that grant should be capped. I need to kind of go through it a little bit more. It has something to do with NIH and a research project that they were funding up through the University of Maine. So you're seeing maybe a little bit of disagreement here and there on some things like that. And then I think there could be some problems with something like birthright citizenship, which is a very bold move by the Trump administration, and Democrats have consistently bragged about how weak of a legal case they think this is and how easy it's going to be for them to challenge this in court. So I think if Republicans are having any major issues that we've heard of so far with what DOGE is doing and what the Trump administration is doing, is I think there's a concern about the legal ramifications that they have, because a lot of this stuff, while they might like it, Congress has appropriated a lot of this money already. So since the law is telling them they have to spend this money, but they're saying, no, we don't want to spend this money because we think it's waste, fraud, and abuse and not something that's useful for us, that's becoming a big court issue. So Mike Johnson was actually just saying that we're going to have to codify a lot of what DOGE is doing to make sure that it stays and that it's not overturned in a courtroom.
Ryan Chmielewski is speaking with us right now. He's the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. You can find him on X at Ryan Chmielewski Fox. What is the harm or the reason to not say, OK, we agree on all of these things, let's just pass these things and get these things codified, like you're saying, and get that done, and then get to the complicated stuff later. Why wouldn't they just do that?
Well, that's, I think, what the Senate's trying to do. Now, here's the big holdup, though, is that they want to use what's called the budget reconciliation process. When they use a budget reconciliation process, they get the luxury in the Senate of being able to pass it with just 50 votes. You don't really get the luxury of doing that with other bills and other related issues. You saw with the Laken Riley Act, they had to whip Democrats to get up to 60 votes and have the votes that they needed to be able to pass that into law. It's a little more complicated to do that with every single thing. And also with that too, there is this issue where the Senate doesn't really have a lot of time to work with, because a lot of their floor time is being eaten up by these confirmation votes and these confirmation hearings. And Democrats have been stalling them left and right on a number of these more controversial nominees. So next thing you know, it's we get here on a Monday and it's Thursday and they've had two votes on the Senate floor because Democrats held up the floor for 30 hours straight. And all that they were able to do in that time is have one procedural vote or one confirmation vote on one of Trump's nominees. So I think the reconciliation process gives them a way to warp speed some of the issues that they've had, but also be able to pass something with just 50 votes.
So, Ryan, when you brought up the confirmation process, and this is another thing that I wanted to kind of get nailed down here. Of course, Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. are kind of the marquee names that people are watching to see what happens next. Do we have a timeline on when we might see these confirmation votes? And do you have any concern that they are not going to be able to pass the Senate?
We're expecting Tulsi Gabbard to have another procedural vote tonight. So it looks like she could be in for final passage or final confirmation at some point this week, potentially maybe even tomorrow. So that's what we're watching for over the next 24 to 48 hours. There could be the ball rolling on RFK Jr. That might be the next one that Leader Thune decides to go with, unless he picks a different person who's kind of been waiting in the wings to get their confirmation vote held. So we'll have to wait and see. But Tulsi Gabbard's the next up. It looks like she's on the right track. And if you ask John Fetterman, it makes it seem like she is. You know, he was somebody who was leaving the Senate floor one day and someone asked him, well, how are you going to vote on Tulsi Gabbard? He goes, why does it matter how I vote? She's got the job. And he eventually came out and said no. But I think that his confidence that she's going to get confirmed kind of shows you where things are, with members like Todd Young and Susan Collins ultimately coming out and saying that they are going to support Tulsi Gabbard. And these are, you know, Trump critics on the Republican side in the Senate. Now that he's gotten some of those members out of the way, it seems like she's on the right track. But there could be a couple stragglers. It just doesn't seem like it's enough right now to sink her nomination. But it's not set in stone yet.
We will wait and see, and we will be in contact with you. Ryan, before I let you go, we're speaking with Ryan Schmelz of Fox News Radio, as a Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. I wanted to ask you just a little bit of like a high level question on Elon Musk, Doge, the way that they are working and functioning. My understanding is Doge isn't an official agency of the government. That hasn't happened yet. What's the relationship like right now between those Republicans that will probably have to have some sort of actual congressional responsibility with what he ends up finding? Are they all playing nice? Are they all getting along?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As of right now, it seems like it's that way. Of course, we do not know the full story of what led to Vivek Ramaswamy's exit from Doge. He's been asked about it. He says that their relationship is fine, but, you know, we've heard a couple rumblings here and there that they may not have gotten along as much as they're leading people on to believe. So I think that's kind of a wait to see where that goes type of story. And I don't think there's been any, you know, major pushback towards Elon Musk just yet from any of the Republicans in Congress, because he is pursuing things that they want them to pursue, which is waste, fraud, and abuse. And he's putting it out in the open and explaining it to people and why it's an issue. There may be one issue here or there where somebody's been critical of something that he's pursuing, but I think there is going to be this talk. And that's where Congress comes in here to codify a lot of what Elon Musk is doing, because Democrats are going all in on this and trying to stop this with the courtrooms. You know, there's a legal task force that Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, just announced that they're going to be pursuing. So something like uprooting USAID and trying to, in many ways, get the ball rolling on eliminating that agency altogether, that's going to be facing some serious pushback from Democrats in the courtroom. So if they want these things to stay intact, they're going to have to use Congress to, as a legislative body, to make sure that it goes that direction.
Well, Ryan Schmelz, we appreciate all this updates. Tons of comments coming through on YouTube. Just very glad that you've been a more regular addition to the show. And there's so much information each week. I appreciate you coming on here as well and giving us the lay of the land there on Capitol Hill. So thanks for being with us again once more today.
Hey, it's always a great time, Annie. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right. We'll talk to you again next week. Ryan Schmelz with Fox News Radio, the Capitol Hill and White House correspondent there. Very in the mix of all of it. He's talking to the people who are making government happen there. And it's nice to have a very firsthand account of the goings on Capitol Hill. All right. When we take a break right now, Ryan Wiggins back in studio. When we come back, the YouTube live chat poll for today is grade the Super Bowl, A, B/C, D, or F. Let us know what you think. We're going to talk a little bit more about that throughout the course of the show. Right at 2 o'clock, we're going to go through, I've got a list of things that kind of are encompassed in the Super Bowl, and we're going to grade them individually. And then, of course, at the end of the show, we'll take your grades on the Super Bowl as a whole. Ryan Wiggins back in studio with Brad and myself when we come back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.